My name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
So I'm in a car. Hey, how's it going?
This is new. This is different. This is unusual.
Yeah, you ask, and you say, well, what the hell are you doing? I don't know, to be quite honest with you. I'm in a very strange, bizarre quandary because I'm sort of been forced out of the studio. Our internet went down, which is, talk about a totally hopeless feeling. Not to say hopeless, but it's you do feel sort of unconnected when that happens. And where we are, the television, it comes to us from one service. We have that. And then the internet service comes to us from another service. And and when that goes, you still have TV, thank God, because the whole Comcast experience, television-wise, my opinion only, is just brutal. Absolutely brutal. If those of you who are familiar with Comcast, who isn't really, they're doing this whole merging thing with Time Warner, and it makes you wonder just how that's going to work out. Any rate, the television service we have is through AT&T, and you know we've been fortunate so far, and that seems to be working just peachy. But when the internet goes down, when you run a business or a couple of businesses, as the case may be with me, through the internet, and you all of a sudden lose your connection, it becomes a problem. Now, you know, okay, so people bitch about Comcast, and that's one thing that happens. But the issue is that their business class, I will say this, is absolutely tremendous. I'm not getting any money for them. I'll say that again. Although, if you'd like to. I'll get to that in a little bit. I'm going to talk about money here a little bit, too. But Comcast business class is actually quite good. It's a bit pricey, but it's, you know, it's worth it. And it's, you know, it's got a 99% uptime. So what apparently had happened, and I called up there. Now, obviously, this is some time ago because now you can hear it. I called their office and talked to this cat named Jason. And Jason was real cool. And, you know, he's playing the whole business game. And he was, you know. He's like, oh, yeah, I see there is a problem. And apparently, somewhere, if you see the fiber optic system or something that got messed up off of a pole somewhere or at a substation, he couldn't quite pinpoint it. But when we went down, that's when I called, and he said, well, it looks like this all happened, you know, right around the same time. And he said, he starts using words like, yeah, it's regional, and it may be like somewhat statewide. So we're looking at western Tennessee, eastern Arkansas, northern Mississippi. The tri-state area, of course, seems to be down. So he hits me with the whole, we're looking at more than likely the restart time at about 11:30 p.m. when this will come back. The same day, of course. And it got me to thinking that okay, the guys that work in the internet business, they're nerdy, they're geeky, they're a lovable bunch. And the whole thing with them is that they understand this thing called the Scotty principle. And those of you who are fans of Star Trek know exactly what I just said with the Scotty principle, because I used to use that all the time at when I was working in terrestrial radio. They say, hey Rick, how long does it take for you to get this done? And I would give them a time, and they get it done in about a fourth of the time, and I always made myself look to be a god. It's a good trick. Try it on your job, those of you who have one, and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, having said that and defined it for you, the Scotty principle works with Comcast in that if they're telling me 11:30 p.m. and it's just now after 6 p.m. here where I'm talking to you right now, that means that probably by about 9 o'clock tonight, the internet will be back up. Well, this comes on the heels. Keep in mind, this follows the heels of what we had just gone through the other day. We had a series of really nasty storms that came blowing through here, and it knocked off the radio station, knocked Radio Memphis off the air because the power went down. And we went to our generator system. Well, that didn't hold up too well. That was just a comedy of errors, one thing after another, and we were down. And Well, lo and behold, 20 hours later, we wind up back on the air, and they were fixing transformers and blown down lines. There were straight line winds that came through here at 60 and 70 miles an hour. That was one day. The very next day, a lot of that was happening in and around the area. We were lucky enough to duck the power outages on that deal, so that was handy. That was certainly a good thing there. And now here we are on a Saturday night, which is where, or Saturday afternoon while I'm recording this, and I'm out driving around, and I'll explain that in a moment too. The sky is getting rather dark, and we may see yet some more of this weather. Of course, you know, I could hop on the internet and take a look at the radar, but there again, without that, I wouldn't know what to tell you. So that's how all that is. It's so, once again, if you're used to having, to be fully connected and plugged in, you would have at your disposal the internet and all your information right at one fingertip. But it's impressive to me how at one given blink of an eye and it goes out and you're boned. You are absolutely boned, especially if you rely on it. But there is something kind of freeing about it too. And what I say is, you know, I stepped out. I'm in the car, and I'm out driving about here. First of all, recording this podcast, which I've needed to do, and I'm taking you with me while I go and I hit a couple of stops. Now, I'm not going to be recording like some fool when I, you know, not, I'm just not going to do that. I'm not going to go into like the liquor store and say, okay, here we are. This is Jimmy, the guy working the counter, and interview him over a transaction of whiskey. That's just, you know, it would probably make him feel uncomfortable. And certainly the idiot behind the counter at the convenience store where I will be stopping to get beer, they will probably be none too pleased with what I have to say anyway. Most of them can barely speak English anyway. And it would be, you know, holy cow, is that the recorder you have in your hand? What is it that you're talking about? Hey, let me tell you about Sheba. No, none of that happening either. So I'm just, you know, I'm going to stop and piece it all together and you know, edit it up a little bit. But it does give me a chance to sit here and drive for a moment, which is an interesting concept to do the podcast whilst driving. A guy whose podcast I do follow when he puts them out is Josh Robert Thompson. And he has a show called Driving Myself Crazy where he drives around Los Angeles and he records a podcast. And, damn, I missed my turn. And I see why I see why it's kind of amusing to do that, because, you know, you're just sitting here talking to yourself while you're driving along. Now, I'm in my wife's car, which makes it work out fine because it's an automatic. Now, my car is not. It's a manual transmission, so driving that around will be kind of a hoot, holding the recorder around at the same time. And I don't want to, you know, make any mistakes. And it's not like, it is kind of strange. It's like I'm on the phone, but I'm not listening to anything. I'm just, you know, more or less just running my mouth here. But I've just made a turn here down. I'm trying to kind of see what else is going on. I'm over near the medical district here, and there's not much going on for a Saturday. I guess everybody's expecting this rain to really be a problem. But at any rate, that's the deal there. If you ever come to Memphis, if you're from outside the area and you want to come drive around the town, please do, but keep your doors locked, because you just never know around here. And, you know, make sure you have good tires and shocks and some bulletproof vest of some sort that you might be wearing. It could come in handy. I am now turning onto what is considered one of the main drags here called Union Avenue. Nothing to see here. All right, I was going to talk to you. I was going to take a little bit of time here to talk to you about money. If you'll notice, I've kind of moved a lot of the podcast material and the show notes, and a good place to find it is at my my blog spot area. Oh, hang on. Somebody got excited, got upset. RickCheddar.blogspot.com. That's where everything is kind of there for now. And at that point, what I'm doing is being able to expand a little bit. Now, if you go over there, if you go to the blog spot thing, if you look in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see this thing that says support this podcast. And you'll want to click on that. And it says Patreon is the name of the word that's on there. And what that does is it takes you to this really cool site, and it allows you to be a, you know, kind of a patron of the arts type thing. So you can do that, and I'm not going to expand on it, dear. It's just kind of a neat way for us to bring in a couple of bucks to keep the expenses of running this podcast down, and that's a good thing. But there are some targets that we could get, you know, per episode of this thing. And if we get those targets, I'll pull all the ads off of that blog spot. There's a bunch of Google ads and ads that are banner ads and square ads and stuff like that, that I'll be more than happy to pull down. And you can make those go away if you help contribute to or be a patron of the show, which would be a good thing. So take a look at it. There's a little introductory video there on that link. Take you to it, and it'll explain everything and see what you think and let me know. All right, I'm going to take a second here. I'm going to pause for a minute. I'm going to run into this store here, and I'll be right back. Okay, that was easy. All right, what were we talking about? Oh, we were talking about money, but yeah, that's all I was going to say about that. If you want to get a chance to check out the Patreon site, that would be good, and you know, steer me along. There are so many damn subscribers to this podcast that it really occurred to me that if every single one of them gave $1 for every episode of this show, I wouldn't have to worry so much. I'll be damned. There's one of those cars with a pink mustache, the Lyft car. I don't know if you're familiar with those. It's a kind of a crowdsourced cab service, and anybody can get on the deal there. And you pay through the app, you know, the Lyft app, and it's Lyft. But the thing is, you know, you got to have a nice, clean car and all that good stuff, and that's all well and good. But the problem is, you got to drive around with a car that has a pink mustache on the front of it, on the hood. I don't know if I want to do that, especially in these parts. All right, now see, here's the thing. I'm on Union Avenue, and the way this city works out, they you know, at the major thoroughfares, you cannot make a left turn on this road. You used to be able to, but it was in a really effed up sort of way where you had to look at these lanes. Sometimes they were going one way, sometimes they would go east, the other ones would go west, and it was strange. A lot of accidents because people didn't know what time it was, and it was just a train wreck all the way around. So I'm having to go down to this other place here to kind of get what I need and get all sorted out. So I'm going to have to make a left at one place, or you can make a left at a smaller, lesser known street, and then you have to loop around and go back around. But that's all right. I got time to kill because I'm hanging out here talking with you, doing this podcast. And we're over here near the Midtown Kroger where they're about to tear down this 15 story building that they've got down here. Where there was a bunch of old folks that were living in there. And Kroger bought the whole thing, and they kicked all the old people out. Now they're tearing the building down so they can make a super Kroger for us to pay even more money for shit we don't really need. God, I hate Kroger. Maybe you do too. I just have problems with massive corporations, especially when it comes to where I buy my food. It becomes an issue at times about this sort of thing. So, at any rate, as I try and make this left turn here where there's no light and waiting on people, and there's a guy who's driving really slow. Oh, it's a cop, and he's on a phone. Imagine that. So, at any rate, coming up, we've got a few guests that are coming to get lined up with this particular podcast, which will be a lot of fun. We are looking at bringing in another podcast that Jeff is actually going to be hosting. It's going to be a blues podcast. He and I, of course, do the Booze and Blues show on Sunday nights at Radio Memphis. And we've gotten to be fairly well plugged in with a rather large blues community here in Memphis. Of course, this is the home of the blues. And the cool thing about all of that is we'll just get a chance to sit and talk with these guys and see what's happening with them. So as we progress with that, we'll let you know, keep you posted on all the goodies that are happening in and around there, and it'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. But he's got Jeff in the meantime has been bringing in he's got a couple ideas on some guests that are going to be in on this podcast. And he won't elaborate too much on who it is, but hopefully we'll have somebody of kind of a cool note here before too long. But I will tell you this. We went to the Rum Boogie Cafe, which is down on Beale Street, the world-famous Rum Boogie. Been there for, oh, God, many, many, many years. And they have this brand-new room upstairs called the FUBAR, the F-U-B-A-R, just like it sounds. And they use it as a kind of an overflow bar type thing, and they've got it for special occasions and things like that. And it's brand new. They've been trying to use it and trying to get some mileage out of it. And they graciously gave us the room to broadcast from, which we did. And the other night, the Booze and Blues show celebrated its 100th anniversary and had a large time with it. And 100th anniversary, 100th episode. And we did it from that room, and it was way cool. And everybody had so much fun that the Rum Boogie has decided to let us have that room at any time we want it, which is way cool. And Jeff has this idea of perhaps us converting it into some type of a podcast theater. So, you know, you don't sit there in the parking lot with your door open, dumbass. For us to go in there and broadcast or record the podcast from that room in front of an audience, because they're going to give us this PA system and all that. So that would be, you know, way, way awesome. So we'll keep you posted on that. All right. I'm at my second stop here. So hang tight, and I'll be back to tell you more about what else is going on. Holy mother of Moses. All right, so it's been a half an hour. I was inside. I went to this pharmacy slash convenience store slash whatever, 24-hour thing, whose initials are Rite Aid. And I go in to get in here, and I needed a six-pack of beer. No big deal. They have cold beer in here. I whip in there real quick. Hence the fact that it's, you know, convenient. And they have, you know, 9 registers in the joint. One of them is open, and there is one person in, you know, at the register in front of me at the line who is insisting on haggling the price of some hair color for her ass. Bitching, whining, moaning, buying this, taking something back. This woman, over 2 items, was there for 30 minutes. By the time I get to the register, of course, dude is, you know, is running the register. He's kind of rolling his eyes. He's like, oh, man, my day has turned to shit. And I said, I hear you, buddy. That's just the way it goes. And, you know, of course, I had to pay everything with exact change. This woman did in front of me. And now this box of hair color was a small box. And they put it in the, you know, the little plastic bag. And then the woman has the audacity to complain about the size of the bag, that it's too small. This is an older woman now, mind you. And this guy's like, well, we've got these other bags and they're just gigantic. She goes, well, let me have that instead. You could put a car tire in that big bag. And she put this box of hair color in there, and bitch needed a big bag, I guess. I don't know what the hell's going on. So anyway, I'm headed back toward the house, and it really does look like I think it's going to rain here in a bit. The winds are starting to pick up. It's suddenly got rather dark out, and that happens. I'm going to take us down through the Overton Square area. This is kind of an interesting part of Midtown. Overton Square has gone through a bit of a renaissance here of late. And a lot of businesses are being brought in here, and a lot of money has been pumped into this thing. Now, mind you, the trolley, the Midtown trolley, does not make it all the way to Overton Square as of yet, although it should, I think. And perhaps they will someday. But these are all, like, high-end joints in here. And, you know, they like to, I mean, from my understanding, some of these places are pretty expensive. I haven't really spent much time in there, but they're still developing it, and they've got some spaces open in here. It would be a cool place to put Radio Memphis someday. But because it is kind of a hopping little part of town, and people have been wanting to see it come back, and it is, you know, it is really making a return, I suppose. So maybe someday it will. So I don't know. It's a great location for Wizards. 1999 Madison Avenue, your home for all your vape needs. I say that because they advertise with us, and why not? I'd throw them on the podcast. Seriously, if you want to learn to, if you want to quit smoking and you want to get into the vaping thing, go to Wizards. Wiz-X.com. When you get into Overton Square proper, they've actually got speed limits now that take you down to 20 miles an hour. Of course, nobody's driving that speed. They're all driving about 6 because everybody got to stop, look, and listen and see what the hell is going on. But down here, you got the Memphis Pizza Cafe, Bayou Bar and Grill. There's a yoga studio, a hair joint. There's a little stage in the back that has they have some music in there from time to time. There's a new place that's under construction called Babalu. There's the Schweinhaus, which is, of course, German for pig house. It'll be featuring pig and beer, which is kind of cool. Bar Louie is down here where nobody seems to be doing much of anything on a Saturday night. And, of course, the local, which is everything except being actually local. It is actually a chain. And as you make your way, turn through here, you get into the theater district. And down here you got the Hadaloo Theater, which is about to be opening up. It's a black repertory theater. They were in a spot down on Marshall Avenue. It was really kind of a dingy, dumpy joint, so it's good to see them in a new spot. The old Playhouse on the Square, and then you got the new Playhouse on the Square right across the street from it. It's our own little, you know, our own little Great White Way, which when you say that in Memphis, it doesn't ever seem to come out right. But nevertheless, that is that, a little tour through that part of the town. And as we tour our way back into the Cooper Young neighborhood, which is really where we all are, it's its own entertainment district down in there, and it's all hippies and weirdos and people like me, because that's where I stay. So there is that.
Here's what's coming up on the next edition from Radioland.
I'm out here at a place in Midtown Park called Overton Park, Midtown Memphis. A bunch of kids outside playing soccer. There's some folks in various places underneath the trees in the shade. It's a lovely sunny afternoon. Just a big time had by all. And no one had a larger time than our own brother Doug, who somehow managed to get completely shit-faced, teetering on the edge of saying something somewhat offensive, like I'm doing right now, because I know there might be somebody listening that's going, go up, yeah, here we go. You're treading in, you know, sacred territory here. You can't talk like this. Just the other day, we sat down and got involved in a project I want to tell you a little bit about. And this will be the only place you'll hear about it, because I doubt I'll even mention much of this on the air. It may come up in passing, but there was a really, really cool thing that occurred.
Radio Memphis is an internet broadcasting service provided by PirateRadioStudios.com, Memphis, Tennessee, USA.
All right there, so you have it. We're just kind of going along here, and I would, if there's any real message to this thing, I would, at least this show, this edition of the podcast, I would ask that you please take a moment to take a look at the Patreon link that is on my blogspot page. That is rickcheddar.blogspot.com. If you're a fan of this podcast, of this show, I first of all, thank you very much for doing so. We're up to, like, I don't know, 19,000 subscribers, something like that. It's fairly heavy duty, and I appreciate all the traffic and all the fun stuff that you do and all the support that you're giving us. And if you go to the Patreon site, take a look at what that is and what is there to be offered, and any bit of help would be great to kind of keep it going. I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, running a NPR type campaign here. It's, well, if you like this show, we'll get back to it in an hour and a half after we tell you about how much money we need to extort from you. It's not one of those things at all. It really isn't. It's just a way for you to become a patron of the show and how you can help out. It is in no way really related to Radio Memphis, aside from the fact that, well, I own Radio Memphis, but Radio Memphis, it absorbs so many expenses of a lot of things that the podcast here is something completely different, and I know I talk about it because we are, of course, one and the same, and, you know, we have to kind of keep that sort of separated. But having said all that, take a look at the Patreon thing. See what you think there. If you would pass that around to some folks that you may know that might be of interest in becoming a patron of this show, and there are some benefits to it. Now, once again, not to sound like I'm all NPR and stuff, but there is a way for you to wind up actually buying your way onto this show. Yeah. Oh, yeah. God, I'm a real whore. But take a look at it. You can find it on our blog page, Blogspot. Rick Cheddar, R-I-C-C-H-E-T-T-E-R, .blogspot.com. That's the official real home of this podcast, even though it is hosted at Podbean. And it's also available at a number of other places. There's a list on the Blogspot page. And, of course, iTunes, where you can subscribe and download to it for free. And you can listen to your heart's content. So even though it's been a while since I have been out, and it's going to be a little bit brief, my apologies for that. If you're looking for a little bit more, you'll have to tune in next time, because we'll have more for you then. So there you go. Once again, thank you so much for being a part of the podcast. My name is Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.